Well, I wanted to thank you for taking this audio-only Zoom meeting with me. I'm really excited to get in the room with you and pitch you some TV shows. What do you say?
That sounds great!
All right, so I know you're looking for the next thing in reality TV. Okay, so that's the first pitch I got for you. You remember, it's the late 90s.
Oh, boy.
And everyone's watching MTV. The kids can't get enough.
Music.
Total Request Live.
Television.
Yeah, you got it. And so, do you remember the show Pimp My Ride with Exhibit as host?
Remember it? I do!
Perfect. Well, I've got an updated version for 2021 and beyond. Are you ready?
Hit me with it, Larry.
All right. It's called Ride My Pimp.
Interesting.
Yeah. I knew you'd like it. See,
so
we'll have...
So, this like piggyback rides?
So, essentially, yes. It'll be teams competing against each other. It'll be a lot like The Amazing Race. Where teams travel from point A to point B, and there will be obstacles and challenges and things for them to overcome, sure.
Yeah.
And they do all of this while riding on the back of a classic 1970s-style street pimp.
This is great. What I'm kind of picturing, and let me know if I'm on the right wavelength here, but I'm picturing sort of a elementary school field day style, you know, three-legged races, egg carries,
right,
but on a larger scale and entirely populated by sex workers.
Well, that's exactly what I'm picturing.
Well, great.
It's like, get out of my head.
Get into my car.
Exactly. Except, get on the back of a pimp.
Get on this pimp's back. Well,
yeah.
Great.
And they'll compete for money and prizes.
Sure.
And that at the end of it, the winning team will have a brand new pimp in their lives. They get to go home with the pimp.
So that's the main prize.
That and $1,500. Cold hard cash.
Now, Larry, I don't mean to bring up an old wound, but I do recall a few of your pitches in the past have turned out to be thinly veiled cover-ups for human trafficking.
I don't know where you get this stuff. What are you talking about?
Well,
that was a long time ago.
Buy My Boy, which,
You
know, we did the pilot of, and then the FBI got involved, and you were very cooperative, and I appreciate that. But
I was very cooperative.
A little too cooperative.
Well.
Frankly, you sold me out.
Look, did you have to serve any jail time?
Yeah.
All right,
got
you
out last
serve
week.
A lot of jail time. Well, so what? I mean, Buy My Boy was a good show.
I shivved a guy.
You shot the guy.
No, I shivved the guy.
Shivved the
guy. Jail.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, that brings me to my second
pitch,
actually.
I shivved the first guy I saw, just like you told me. It was a guard.
Yeah, you...
I got thrown in solitary.
What do you think about a show called,
Shiv My Guard? Shiv My Guard. Better.
We can talk about Shiv My Ride, maybe a spinoff.
I mean, if we can get the security camera footage from the prison I was at, we've already got an episode in the can, I'd say.
Well, then that's going to save us a bundle on production costs.
And this is good because, like, this is, like, we're not creating, like, what I like about this is we're not creating any violence. We're just profiting off violence that already exists and perhaps propagating it, but not in a direct way, so I can sleep at night.
Exactly. And I know a couple people in the penal system. I think we can get footage from prisons all across the country. This is hours upon hours of footage that's not being used for anything, and certainly not entertainment value. We could eventually go global. We could have Shiv My Guard UK, Shiv My Guard Thailand.
Oh,
maybe
not
Thailand.
What would they call it in the UK? Knife My Bobby.
Skewer your dad's uncle.
Put a blade through the governor, innit?
Stabby McFarthington, the series.
Upscale.
Yeah, that'll go on PBS.
This is good. I like this, because we're not committing any crimes ourselves, which has been the problem
with
a lot of your pitches, Larry, I have to say.
Well, look, I'm trying to push the boundaries. You know, I'm a bit of an edgy guy.
Yeah.
And I said I'd rather die than go to prison, so.
Say what you want about shoot the mayor, go on, dare me. Edgy. Edgy programming. And
did we not win a BAFTA?
Two episodes in two separate towns across this great nation. Sorry we didn't pick those up. And hey, apologize. I guess you should apologize to the families of those mayors.
Apologize for what? I make TV. I don't make apologies. All right? I make award-winning, highbrow television. And that's why I must insist that you buy Ride My Pimp. Is this how pitches work?
I thought we'd move beyond that one and settled on doing an entirely different show, but, is there a version of Ride My Pimp that could occur without, someone owning a human being at the end? Or is it pretty crucial?
I've promised a lot of pimps new homes, and I don't know how else I'm gonna fulfill that promise. So, do you really want to look in the face of a bunch of young, hungry street pimps and tell them there's not going to be a Christmas this year? I don't think so. So, okay, great. You brought my pimp.
Well, no, I won't have to. You'll be the one who has to do that. I just have to not write a check, not set anything in motion.
And then we're going to do 5 seasons of Shift My Guard.
That I'm on board with.
Okay. Let's move on to my next pitch.
Great.
Everyone's talking about Squid Game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just want to make sure you've heard of it. I know you don't watch a lot of TV.
That's true.
So everyone's talking about it. It's the Korean import that people can't get enough of.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we should do is capitalize on that. And you buy my new show called Murder Some Koreans.
Okay. I feel like we're going to get some criticism that this idea is racist. Specifically because it kind of singles out a nationality / ethnic identity for murder.
Well, it could be South Koreans or North Koreans. I mean, either one's fine with me. I'm more than fine.
And this is a reality show.
Yeah, why? You think it's scripted? I mean, Squid Game scripted. I was just thinking, yeah, we could save some money, just take some cameras and sound crew out to Koreatown and, you know, see what happens.
So, Larry, in addition to some of your pitches in the past veering towards human trafficking, a lot of your pitches have also pushed towards, your desire to establish a white ethnostate, and I feel like we're getting into that territory again.
This is the old thinking talking. All right, we're talking 2021, new media.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's a new world. This is a post-coronavirus world. This is a post-Trump world. All right. Literally nothing matters anymore. Let's film some murder. Let's film some people being sold into bondage. Let's film people stabbing guards. All right?
Again, you like that idea? The last one I like.
So I guess just my question is, why are you so being so picky and choosy about which atrocities to film?
Well, ACAB.
The
guards have it coming.
Why?
Maybe.
Well, guards are not.
I certainly feel better about it than, you know, human bondage / ethnic cleansing.
Well, I just think it's interesting where you draw the lines, you know, for yourself.
Well, I guess it is interesting. Yeah, those are the lines I draw. That's clear.
So you're cool with prison guards who are not C's. They may be B's, but they're not C's. And That's okay with you, but murdering some Koreans on a Friday night sounds like a bad idea. Okay.
Yep. I don't know what you want me to say to that. You've perfectly, you know, elucidated my thinking on the matter.
All right. Well, that brings me to my next pitch.
Great.
Okay. You remember the 1980s, right?
Remember it? I do.
So, I'm thinking, you remember old classic shows like The A-Team and Airwolf?
Remember them? I do.
And so, I mean, you remember, you seem to have a good firm grasp on it. Here's my pitch. It's the 1980s brought to 2021 with, let's drop a nuke on South America.
Larry, you know, that sounds a little out of left field, based on what you were saying, because I don't recall the A-Team dropping nuclear weapons on anyone, certainly not an entire continent.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Larry, what happened here, Mike? You okay?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, so back to obliterating half of South America.
Yeah, I
think the A-Team did that in...
I don't think they
finale.
Do, but like, why do you hate South America? Have you not had...
What do you mean?
Have you not engaged in the beautiful dance known as the tango? Have you not had some delicious Argentinian beef? I guess everything I can think of is from Argentina, so certainly I don't want Argentina to go anywhere.
Oh, well, we can talk about where exactly we're going to nuke.
But what do you have against South America?
I don't have anything against South America. I just thought it'd be the...
Why?
The continent no one's going to miss.
What do you think nuclear weapons are for?
I thought they drop them and then everything gets really clean and white.
No. Why? Where did you get that idea? They obliterate everything in their path. I think you knew that, Larry. I think, because once again... Like, as I said, previous pitches have veered towards human trafficking, establishing a white ethnostate, and also just the general nuclear holocaust. And, you know, I remember that thing you pitched, hey, critical mass of uranium, let's smash these together, and you were going to have, you know, two people just strap them to their chests and run towards each other.
Yeah, it's called, it was going to be called, Fission my fissible material. And you said that's a shitty title. Don't ever say that again. And I said, that's fair enough. And then we were workshopping something new.
I may have been harsh on the title.
And I remember when we were young and you and I...
Remember it? That, yeah.
Remember when we were young and in that street gang together?
Remember it? I remember that, yeah.
And you said, fuck anyone who doesn't look like us.
Yeah, I was dumb and in a street gang.
Right, I'm just saying let's take those ideas
we wore clown makeup,
youth.
And we wanted to fuck up anyone who didn't wear clown makeup. We were the clowns. We're not clowns anymore, Larry.
That's right, baby.
What?
Aren't we?
No.
Aren't we just grown-up clowns?
Maybe you are. But I've grown up, and not into a grown-up clown, but into a grown-up something else. A TV executive.
And how did you get that job? Or have you forgotten? Did you forget?
Well, I shivved the guy, the previous guy, on my first day.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Worked out pretty well for you.
Yeah, sometimes violence is the answer. I just don't think it should be on the scale you're suggesting. What if we launch a very tiny nuclear weapon?
Okay.
Like, a personal nuclear weapon.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we get the Jackass guys involved. I bet Johnny Knoxville would be into that.
Oh, I love the Jackass guys.
Yeah. We could blow them up.
Steve-O.
Steve-O, Wee Man.
The rest.
The rest.
So, are you saying that we would blow up the Jackass crew, or we'd have the Jackass crew use nuclear weapons against others tiny nuclear weapons against others?
I mean, they could use them against others like Bam Margera's parents or like, you know, they could do it within the kind of the parameters the Jackass has already established. I think that's okay.
So we're basically just escalating what Jackass was already doing by adding...
Yeah, and we're going to take credit for it.
Yes, we are. Can we film this in South America?
All right. Yes.
All fine. Right. Thank you.
We can get some nice steaks.
We can tango.
Sure.
We can do everything that Argentina has to offer.
Mountains.
Sure.
The Andes.
Climbing the Andes. Eating some candies. It's going to be just like it was when we were clowns.
It's going to be a lot like that. Maybe we'll break out the makeup just one last time.
That would be nice. Maybe someone will make a TV show about us and our crazy stories someday.
I hope so.
Two best friends making TV.
Larry, you're a borderline Nazi, but there's no one I'd rather be have by my side on this trip to Argentina.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
Well.